a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
Peter Troy investigates A Partridge in a Pear Tree.
The guy who said that offense is the best defense is a nut. At least he is in my book. If only for the reason that I've tried this system many times with Julie, my secretary. And all that happens is that I get a bigger thrashing. Verbally, that is. The trouble is that women seem to know when a guy's bluffing. And that's not hard to understand, since when a guy takes on an argument with a doll, he must be bluffing. Because he can't be expecting to win, that's for sure. There was the time, for instance, when Julie trapped me in Joy Lander's apartment. Oh, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself. If you're going to stick with me in this one, you better hear the whole gruesome story from the beginning. The beginning was about 3 months before that, in Emile Flavelle's charming restaurant that he calls Chez Emile.
You know, Pete, we should come here more often. It's a lovely place to eat.
Yeah, that is, as long as you want to work for me for nothing. A meal here each week would just about cut out your salary.
Well, that reminds me about my salary.
Now, Julie, let's not talk about money. Nasty, dirty stuff covered in germs.
Oh, come off it, Pete. Not even a germ could live comfortably on the money you give me.
Now keep your mind on the more important things in life, Julie, like good health and happiness.
What's the good of happiness? It can't buy money.
I seem to have heard that before.
Well, of course you have. You try it out on every new client. Occasionally, you even get a laugh with it. Mainly with clients under 10 years old.
Oh, very funny. Look, all this talk about money. I tell you, you get money, you get problems.
Huh?
You take Emile Flavelle, for instance. He's a wealthy guy. He has restaurants, business interests that make a list as long as my arm.
Your arm or mine?
Well, I don't know. Let's say your arm. I don't want to exaggerate.
And you think Emile is worried?
He's sure to be. Worried about being robbed, swindled, taken down by everybody. Now, that's the kind of worry he's got, I'll bet you.
Oh, well, here he comes. Let's ask him, huh?
Huh? Peter Troy, my good friend. And Miss Julie, how are you both?
Hi, Emil.
Good evening, Emil. We're both fine. We had a lovely meal.
Oh, but of course. If you did not have a lovely meal at Chez Emil, then it would be strange.
Your charm, Emil, is exceeded only by your modesty.
We were just talking about you, Emil.
So? Oh, I'm flattered.
Well, Pete says that because you are a very rich man, you must also be a very worried man.
No, worried. Oh, but you're right. Worried sick. Yes, it is my apartment. I have the decorators coming. I cannot make up my mind yet.
Make up your mind? About what?
Whether to have the walls done with the blue watered silk or with the chartreuse velvet.
The scene changes. It is now many weeks later. Our two characters, Peter Troy and Julie, find themselves in their little workaday office. And the atmosphere is rather unusual. For with us, there's a very attractive girl by the name of Joy Landers, whom normally Julie would be shooing out the door as fast as she could in order to keep my blood pressure something like reasonable. But instead, Miss Landers is crying fit to kill, and Julie is making with a motherly bit. Me. I'm wishing they'd both get the heck out and let me get on with my work.
I'm sorry to carry on like this. You must think I'm a great fool.
Oh, not at all, Joy. We know what you've been through. Don't we, Pete?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's just suddenly too much. I can't take it anymore. Being married to Chase Morton's a burden I've had to carry for years. And now he loses me my job.
Well, now, that's not exactly the way it sounded to me, Miss Landers. Now, you told us you lost your job as Emile Flavelle's secretary because of the robbery at his apartment.
Oh, really, Pete? You heard her say that the police know her husband's a crook.
Yeah, but Emile didn't, apparently. Not when he fired her.
Now see what you've done. Oh, you men. As if it's not enough for one to marry this poor girl and give her a bad reputation, you have to practically call her a liar and drive her to tears.
What have I done? I'm only trying to get to the bottom of this. Miss Landers, please, will you stop crying?
I'm sorry. I've no right to tell you all my personal troubles. I should have just stuck to business.
Oh, Joy, don't mind what Mr. Troy says. Men just have no finer feelings at all.
I'm sure Mr. Troy isn't at all like my husband.
Oh, thanks. Your husband, Chase Morton, is known as one of the shadiest characters in London's East End. It sure is refreshing to know you find me a little different from him.
I only wish I'd known about his background when I married him. But I was young and foolish then.
Well, if you'd come to see me before you got married,
you
I could
have... You mean when she was young and foolish? Oh, yes. You'd have enjoyed that, wouldn't
Julie,
you?
Julie, will you get off my back? Miss Landers, you worked as secretary to Emile Flavelle, right?
Yes. He had to have someone who could take dictation in French, you see. And my French is very good. I'd been separated from Chase for a year, and I was trying to make good on my own.
Good for you.
Never mind the barracking, Julie. Now, a week ago, this peacock in a bush, or whatever it is...
A partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, okay, a partridge.
It was beautifully made. Carved out of a single piece of ivory. Some Englishman had it made in India over 200 years ago.
Isn't that fascinating? A partridge in a pear tree. It was like the old song, The 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes, that's what it was. This merchant in India had a print of the bird in the tree, and he had an Indian craftsman copy it in ivory.
What do you know about that? Well, some of those Indian carvers are wonderful, I believe. Well, Pete, where are you going?
Where I can find out something about this case without having to sit through a travelogue first.
Oh.
I'm going to see Inspector Caswell.
No, I'm not handling that case, Troy. Tell me, how do you like my new suit?
Suit?
Yeah, how do you like the material? Pretty nice piece of stuff, eh?
Mmm. Yeah, that is a nice piece of stuff. When are you going to have it made up?
Very, very funny. I'll have you know, Troy, this suit was made for me by one of the best tailors in London.
Oh. Hey, was that time you took the trip to Manchester?
Now, see here.
No, Inspector, you see here. Look, I came asking you for some good oil on an important case of mine, and you start beating your gums about your wardrobe. What do you expect me to say?
Look, I told you I'm not handling that Flavelle robbery.
Yeah, but you know all about it. You keep tabs on all the cases going through headquarters.
I glance at the files, yeah.
And you have a photographic memory, almost. Now, about Flavelle.
Valuable ornament, practically priceless in view of its age. Was stolen from his apartment last week.
Mm-hmm. The partridge in a pear tree.
Something in a something, anyway. There was no sign of forcible entry, no fingerprints, no anything.
Mm. Who had access to the apartment?
Only Flavelle and his secretary, a Miss...
Joy Landers.
That's right. Your client?
Just the facts, please, Inspector.
Yes, I thought she would be. Very much your type. Well, it appears the only two keys to the apartment are held by Flavelle and Miss Landers, or were, till he sacked her.
Which he did on the assumption that she'd swiped this partridge thing.
Yeah, a pretty reasonable assumption at that. After all, nobody else could get in unless Flavelle or Miss Landers were there to admit them. Not even cleaners and so on.
Mm-hmm. Now, this Joy Landers, she's married to Chase Morton.
Yes, and that doesn't do her much good. Been keeping an eye on her for just that reason.
Oh? You think Chase might have been in league with her to steal the ornament?
Well, it's hard to say, but it's possible, of course. That kind of theft has never been in his line, but if he had a way of selling it overseas, he could get a fortune for it.
But I understand Flavelle fired Joy Landers before he even knew about Chase Morton being her husband.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, but you know these Frenchmen, very impulsive, you know. As soon as we could show that nobody had broken into the place, he kicked Miss Landers out straight away.
Well, why aren't you holding her?
No, on what charge? We can't prove she took the ornament. But as I said, we've got our eye on her. And unless somebody can show us how somebody else could have taken the thing, she could end up in serious trouble.
Hey, Buster, where's Morton?
The boss? Oh, he's in his office. He wants to know.
The man in the moon. Hey, don't bother to announce me. I'll find my own way.
Hey, come back. You can't go in there.
What the... Who are you?
Peter Troy, Chase, as if you didn't know.
Well, buzz off, Troy. I'm not buying tonight.
I'm not selling. I'm asking.
And I'm stone deaf. Now, get out of here before I call my boys.
How did a girl like Joy Landers ever get mixed up with a creep like you?
Joy? Well, that's not a very nice story.
Oh, I'll bet it isn't.
But at least it's true, which is more than you can say for the story she tells about me.
The only thing wrong with the story she tells about you is that they're not bad enough. Like the way your rotten reputation has put her in bad with the police over this Flavel job.
That? What's she kicking about? She got the statue or whatever it was. Now she wants to blame me, huh?
She didn't do that job, and you know it.
Oh, now you're going to say I did it, I suppose.
It had occurred to me.
Well, you better get out of my office before something else occurs to you.
Are you going to let your wife take the rap for you? Because I may as well warn you.
Save your breath, Troy. The only rap Joy's taking is the one she brought herself.
Everything all right, Bosch?
Yes, everything's all right. Mr. Troy is just leaving. See that he goes quietly.
Mr. Troy, this is a surprise.
Yeah, not too unpleasant, I hope.
Why, no, not at all. But it is rather late.
Well, I felt it was high time you and I got together and had a nice, quiet little chat, Joy. You don't mind if I call you Joy, do you?
No, of course not.
Well, may I come in? I know it's after 11 o'clock.
It doesn't matter. Come in, by all means.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's a nice, cozy little place you have here. Well, let's sit down and make ourselves comfortable, huh?
All right.
Oh, boy, it's good to get the weight off my feet.
Would you like a drink?
Oh, yeah, I would. A drink would be just the thing.
Oh, what would you like, Mr. Troy? Strychnine or arsenic?
Julie!
Yes, Julie. Didn't Joy mention it? I came over to stay the night with her because she was so upset. And what did you come for?
Joey is my secretary, not my girlfriend, notwithstanding the possessive way she tries to keep me out of the welcome clutches of other women. And furthermore, I'd not come to Joy Lander's apartment for any purpose other than to try to get some sense out of her on the score of her present association with her husband, Chase Morton. But these things were but nothing as far as Julie was concerned. She was obviously determined to make the situation into one of those, aha, so I have found you out at last things. And it was because of that that I decided to try that offense is the best defense bit.
All right, Peter Troy, what have you got to say for yourself?
I have nothing to say for myself. Nothing.
Ah, the truth at last.
Now, never mind all that triumphant stuff, Julie. I suggest you get it through your head that I am not accountable to you or anybody else.
Well, of all the nerve. So that's the thanks I get for giving you the best years of my life.
The what?
I slave for you every day in that grubby little office. And when I say slave, I mean slave.
Julie,
I work my hands off for you. I do work that any decent employer wouldn't expect three girls to get through.
Look, slow down.
I give my all to you and your tin pot work. Looking out for your interests every minute of the day. Keeping your files in some semblance of order. If it wasn't for me,
Julie,
there'd be absolute chaos in that place. And what thanks do I get for this devotion? I'm told I'm superfluous.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
I'm no longer necessary. I'm because aside like a...
like an old coat.
Oh, thank you, Julie, like an old coat. Well, if you think you can get away with it...
Julie, I apologize. I take it back.
Oh. Well, all right. In that case, all you have to do is tell me what you're doing here in Joy's apartment at nearly midnight.
Yeah, we haven't gotten very far, have we?
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Oh, never mind, you wouldn't understand. The truth is, I came to ask Joy some questions.
Questions that couldn't wait till the morning?
Well, it was a case of striking while the iron's hot. I've just been to see your husband, Joy.
Chase, what for?
I was just bluffing. I wanted to get his reaction to my suggestion that he was letting you take the rap for him on this Flavel job.
You mean you think Chase did it?
Well, he seemed to know all about it.
He is a crook, but he hasn't been involved in the theft of works of art before, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's right, but then he could be getting big ideas. And it's because of him that the police are watching you.
Watching me?
Well, yeah, didn't you know?
No. At least, I hadn't thought about it. Oh, dear. Now I'm being shadowed like any common criminal.
Well, common criminals are seldom shadowed, Joy. It's mostly the uncommon ones.
It's too dreadful. I'll never get another decent job.
Oh, Pete, why don't you stop upsetting her? Now, don't worry, dear. It's not as bad as it sounds.
When was the last time you saw Chase, Joy?
I don't know. About 3 months ago, I think. He came to see me.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, first he said it was just that he wanted to make things up with me.
Oh, the brute.
Julie, please. Go on, Joy. What then?
Then he said he wanted me to see that a company he's interested in got the contract to redecorate Mr. Flavel's apartment.
Oh, and you agreed?
Well, yes. At least I said I'd see what I could do. It seemed a reasonable sort of thing, and
I was pleased to see Chase interested in legitimate business.
Did Flavelle give his firm the contract?
Yes. It's a reliable firm, apparently. I don't know how Chase ever got shares in it. But when I suggested the name, Mr. Flavelle agreed straight away.
Mm-mm. And you haven't seen Chase since then?
No. He did phone me and thank me for the contract. That's all.
I see. Julie, do you remember when Emil told us that he had decorators coming to his place?
Oh, yes, I remember. He was worried about the material he was having the walls done with.
Yeah, yeah, but he was also worried because he was taking a trip to the continent while the work was being done.
That's right. We did go to the continent at that time.
Hey, just a moment. We?
Oh, yes, I went too. I always went with Mr. Flavelle on his trips abroad.
I must say, you're making an uncommon nuisance of yourself, Troy. And...
nuisance? It's all in the interest of justice, Inspector. Now, I gather you'd like to solve this Flavelle case, the theft of the ivory partridge in the pear tree?
I told you before, I'm not handling that case.
I know. But there's no law against you solving it, is there?
Next, you'll be telling me what a feather in my cap it'll be if I solve somebody else's case in my spare time.
Oh, now, how did you know I was going to say that?
Now, really, Troy, I don't want to get mixed up in this, and I haven't the time anyway.
Oh, good. I'm glad to have your help, Inspector. Now, here's what I want. The names, addresses, and backgrounds of certain employees of the Chic Decor Limited. It's an interior decorating firm.
What the devil are you talking about?
The particular employees are the ones who worked at Flavelle's apartment about 3 months ago.
3 months ago? Look, what are you getting at? The robbery isn't 2 weeks old.
This particular robbery was not an off-the-cuff, casual bit of work, Inspector. No, this was planned very carefully.
Even so, what's the connection with a handful of interior decorators who worked there 3 months ago?
Well, now, that little piece of information is the reward you get for finding out about these guys for me. Now, come on, work first, Inspector. Candy later. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Oh, you still mad at me?
Can you think of any good reason why I shouldn't be? I mean, bursting into Joy Lander's apartment late at night.
I didn't burst in. She let me in.
That's no excuse. She is a woman alone.
Oh, Julie, didn't you once accuse me of getting all my lines out of soap opera?
Well, so you do. At least you do when you're pretending to pay me a compliment.
Oh, but that woman alone bit you just threw at me. And all that jazz you turned on at Joy's place last night. Honey, the soupy dialogue I've listened to from you these last few days is enough to turn me off women for life.
Put that in writing and I'll swear off soap opera forever.
Oh.
Anyway, what about Joy Landers? And what are you doing to help her?
Oh, don't worry about that. I got that situation right in the hollow of my hand.
You're sure you don't mean in the hollow of your head?
Julie, you know something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't think you respect me the way a good secretary ought to respect a boss.
You know something?
Oh, what?
I don't.
Well, you may as well know that I have one of my hunches.
Oh, don't tell me about it. Let me guess.
You never would. Yeah, but it goes something like this. And when this is over, you're going to be sorry you've been so difficult lately. Oh, I'll get it. Peter Troy. Oh, yeah, Inspector. You have? Swell. We'll be right down. Come on, Julie. Let's get down to the inspector's office. He has some very interesting information for us.
You can see the man yourself if you like, Troy.
Oh, no thanks, Inspector. You appear to have the whole thing nicely sewn up.
Oh, what whole thing? What's happened?
Well, as I've told Troy, Miss Summers, I'm not really handling this case at all.
Oh, you can skip all that part, Inspector. We've been through it.
However, I had a word with Inspector Burns, whose case it is. And with the information you gave us, Troy, we've made a couple of arrests.
Already?
It didn't take long. As soon as we got the names of the men who worked in Flavelle's apartment on the decorating, we found that one of them is a fellow with a record.
Decorators?
Yes.
But that was ages ago. What could he have to do with stealing the partridge ornament?
Julie, Flavelle and Joy Landers were both out of the country at the time of the decorating, right?
Yes, that's so.
So, since Flavelle and Joy had the only two keys... how were the decorators to get in?
I don't know. Unless Emil left them a key somewhere.
He did. He left it with the head of the firm who gave it to the men. One particular man, in fact, who seemed just a little too eager to have it.
Well, we've picked up the fellow and Morton. Of course, they swear they had nothing to do with the robbery.
Well, I still don't get it. They couldn't have kept Emil's key to get into his apartment. They had to give it back.
Mm-hmm. Which means they had a copy made, and they kept it, intending to use it to get into the apartment after a decent interval of time, say 6 months had elapsed.
6 months? But they must have waited only 3 months.
No, Miss Summers. The truth is, they're still waiting.
What?
Yes?
It was Miss Landers, sir.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. Come in, Miss Landers.
But, Joy, what on earth?
Hello, Julie. What are you doing here? Inspector Caswell, is it?
Yes, that's right, Miss Landers. Look, I'm afraid I'm going to have to hold you for the theft of that work from Mr. Savell.
What? That's ridiculous. Mr. Troy, you know I didn't do it. I told you about Chase. I told you everything.
Not everything, Joy. For instance, you didn't tell me that you'd made a deal with Chase to get hold of a key to Flavelle's apartment. You didn't tell me that you insisted he work this complicated business with the interior decorators instead of getting a key from you.
Well, the reason you insisted, of course, was so you could play the innocent, as you've been doing, and let Troy or some other detective track down your husband through the decorators.
And you double-crossed Chase, because you stole the partridge yourself before the time had come for him to try to get it with the key he'd had made.
You're out of your mind. He did it. He's the one who had the key made. Why should you think I had anything to do with it?
Well, in the first place, Chase says it was your idea. Now, we wouldn't take too much notice of that, only... You see, I took this key that Chase had made and tried to open Flavelle's apartment with it.
Well?
It doesn't fit. It's a very special lock, and the key's not easy to copy. Now, Chase didn't know it, but he couldn't have stolen that partridge if he'd tried.
And I'm afraid that rather puts you in a spot, Miss Landers.
Yeah. And if I were you, Joy, I'd make it easy on myself and tell the inspector just where the bird in the bush is. Well, hey, bird in the bush, partridge in a pear tree, you get it?
I get it. But just in case you're thinking of pulling a corny gag like a partridge in the hand is worth two in a pear tree, well, you're just asking for trouble. I suggest you walk softly, Peter Troy.
A partridge in the hand is worth two in a pear tree. Oh, brother, Julie's right. That's enough to get you murdered any day of the week. Anyway, it was like old times with Julie knocking my jokes like that. It's funny. After she walked out of the inspector's office, she never mentioned Joy Landers again. And I was left wondering if somehow the whole thing hadn't been a dirty trick played on me. Was she really surprised when Joy was arrested? Or did she guess it all before I did? Well, not being able to read Julie's mind, I wouldn't know. She has a mind of her own, and she keeps it that way.
Walk Softly, Peter Troy, is an Artranza production written by Cressick Jenkinson and directed by Russ Reiter.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.